Have you heard the one about a priest, a rabbi, and an imam who build a house of worship together? Actually, it's not a joke. It's an ambitious project in the works in the German capital, Berlin. The plan is to build the world's first hybrid church-synagogue mosque. And in a time of growing divisions in Europe, the clergy involved in the project are calling it the House of One. Here's Daniel Estrin with a story from Berlin.
It began with an archaeological discovery. The ruins of Berlin's very first church. It was built in the 13th century and destroyed and rebuilt again and again throughout history. In the 1960s, the communist officials of East Berlin, who had no interest in religion, demolished it. A parking lot was built on top. Recently, Berlin officials were developing the area, and they stumbled upon the medieval foundations. Gregor Hoberg is the pastor at St. Mary's, a Lutheran church a few blocks up the road. He says his parish was so moved by the discovery, they held a worship service on top of the ruins.
Also wir haben einfach gespürt, das ist so ein wichtiger Ort hier mitten in der Stadt. Da steckt so viel Energie drin.
When we came to this place, there we just felt this energy. This was a very moving moment, and we as well felt a responsibility to deal with this authentic place.
But Pastor Hoberg had to deal with reality. Most people in Berlin are secular. Rebuilding Berlin's oldest church in the center of the city might not be very welcomed. So he came up with an idea he thought the city would support. The House of One. Three chapels for the three monotheistic religions surrounding a shared hall.
Dinge sind hier ausgelöst worden. Das ist das eine. Und das andere ist, die Stadt hat...
He likened it to the fall of the Berlin Wall. The House of One would tear down the walls between religions, while each religion would keep its own identity. The clergy would support gender equality and tolerance for gays and interfaith dialogue. His parish liked the plan. City officials did too. And he quickly found Jewish partners. One of them is Rabbi Andreas Nachama. He wants to promote interfaith projects like visiting the sick and consoling the bereaved.
And also to prove that these three religions could really live peacefully together.
Pastor Hoberg says it took 2 years to find a Muslim partner. That partner is interfaith activist Imam Kadir Sanje.
The people here have fears about Muslims, about Islam. And it's a chance for us to show them we are peaceful people.
I asked Imam Sanje why he thought other Muslim clergy declined to participate. He says there are two schools of thought among devout Muslims. One school says everything in life is forbidden unless the Quran and Muslim teachings allow it.
But the right perspective and the Islamic perspective and traditional perspective is to say all of the things in the world is allowed until the things what the Quran and the Sunnah don't allow me. And that's, I think, my world vision. I'm looking at this project and say there is nothing forbidden. Okay, it's possible.
When the House of One is built, who will come? The three clergy hope it will attract a mix of tourists and locals, and that it will be a hub of interfaith activities. But if the House of One were standing today, the imam admits that the majority of Berlin's Muslims, who are of Turkish origin, would avoid his prayer service, because he's affiliated with the teachings of a Turkish Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen, a major foe of the Turkish president in recent years. And he says Muslims of Turkish origin in Berlin tend to align with the Turkish president. Those affiliated with Gulen's movement have been facing a major crackdown in Turkey. And Rabbi Nachama leads the city's only liberal reform synagogue, so he says he may not attract those from other streams of Judaism.
I mean, that's what it is. You know, we take each one as he is, but we'll see what happens, you know, whether this project will be accepted or not. I mean, it's much too early. I mean, let's first have a building, and then we will see whether this project really can succeed.
Not one brick has been laid yet for the House of One. The clergy say they won't start building until they raise 10 million euros. They've raised about 1 million so far, from Jews and Christians and Muslims from around the world. Their ultimate goal is to raise about 40 million, which Rabbi Nachama says is, quote, almost mission impossible. But they've got a crowdfunding site, and they're applying for German government funding. They're hoping they've got a prayer. For The World, Daniel Estrin, Berlin.